absolutely walking with my Lord today.
And that was a fun song.
That was a fun song. Carol, are you there?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I'm reading a little bit more about what you're doing and a little bit about your story and that kind of stuff. And I'm looking as a child that when you were younger and you, as you said, you were born cross-eyed and then you got it fixed and you went through school age. Now, some people have gone through that. And they're still living it. They're adults now,
right.
And they're still living it. They've taken it from their childhood to teenage to adulthood. They got married. They took it into their marriages, and it's causing all kinds of problems. If someone is listening now, what would you say to them?
No, I talk to people that, especially if you already know the Lord, you've seated the Lord on the throne of your heart, you've made Him Lord of your life, but there's just that sort of a stronghold,
mm-hmm.
that I think of it as a wedge. Because if you were to stand up, you know, and hug someone, you know, without something in between one heart to the other, you could hug someone and you would be heart to heart with that person. But say you put some kind of a book or a couple of books in between or something that would keep you from being heart to heart with God. And you know, even though it's a terrible thing that it could be being cross-eyed. I mean, there are all kinds. It could be abuse, all kinds of difficult situations. But you know, when we become a Christian,
mm-hmm.
it's all under the blood of Christ. You know, we leave it at the cross. We leave it there, and it's very, very tempting to go back and get it. It really is. The next day, say, okay, Lord, it's yours, and the next day we just go back and retrieve it again. But, you know, really it is like a nice long new life. The past is past. It's there. God allowed it. I don't believe He caused it.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed it. But the memory of it, I believe He can use in an incredible way for us to share and witness to others, just as I'm doing now. But carrying that pain and hurt, yeah, we can remember it, but Christ's joy supersedes it. It's much bigger. His joy is much bigger than this little pain that we've, you know, that's still there, the memory of it. And if we focus on the Lord and put Him first in our lives, focus on Him, read His Word, read about how crazy He is about us, you know, and there's so much hope in God's Word. There really is. In Colossians, here I've got in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28, it says, "And we proclaim Him." And then it goes on in 29, "For this purpose also I labor, striving according to His power, which mightily works in me." It's His power. I mean, when we are filled with His presence, there isn't room. There really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
There is room when we're not.
Mm-hmm.
But we leak. I mean, we're all human. We leak. It's okay. God made us that way, but He did that on purpose so that we can go back to the filling station, get refilled again, go back to His Word, take time in prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to, through His power, you know, take that hurt away again, that memory. Let's not think about it. It's not easy. I'm because I remember how would I be able to write about it if I didn't remember?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I know that if I allow that little remembrance seed in there, if I nurture it, if I pet it, you know, if I take care of it, if I feed it, it's going to grow again, and that is going to be a wedge between my heart and God's. I am not going to be able to be heart to heart with the Lord, and really that's my goal. And I think that's what He's calling every Christian to be, heart to heart with Him. He wants the closest relationship we can have. So what do I say? I say pray, you know, ask God to take this hurt away. The memory of it won't go away, but ask the Lord to fill you with His joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm.
That is how we operate every day. And you can move on with your life and be excited about all that God has for you today and from now on.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
We're His.
Amen. Amen. Well, you also having what's called Carol's Retreat package?
Yes, I do. The King and I.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm going to I present that retreat for women, and it's a 4-session retreat and a wonderful time to draw into God's presence, affirm who he is, and as women, affirm how much God values women, his high regard for women, and then who we are in Christ, and the lies that the enemy would like us to believe about ourselves, but we contrast those with who we really are in Christ, the truth of God's word. Then we spend time in a concert of prayer, mm-hmm. and then we have a wonderful time of worship, and so it's awesome. So I love being able to not only share about God's word, but leading people into the presence of the Lord from my piano, you know, as I lead worship. So it's a great joy, and I look forward to sharing the retreats.
Where is this retreat going to be?
Well, we have two. I'm doing two in September.
Mm-hmm.
One will be in Vacaville, California, and the other will be in Billings, Montana.
Okay. Tell us before you go about your CDs and the books that are available on carolburrow.com.
Thanks so much. Yes, I have four music CDs. New Life, as you mentioned. I have Everything Began With You, which is just a gorgeous CD that has really, it's more traditional with some hymns on it and some of my original songs. And then I have Celebrate the Lord, which is all Christian contemporary classics.
Okay.
And then I have my scripture CD, which is 17 Old Testament scriptures that I've set to music. I have a book for singers called mm-hmm. Cooking Up the Song. It's everything you wanted to know about singing but were afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's singing for the lay church person from a Christian perspective, and so it's something for everybody that's in choir or worship teams that really is very thorough, and so it's a joy to be able to share that book. And then I have some stories written in compilations. So I visit my website and send me an email if you have any questions, and I appreciate the interest, and it's been a great blessing to be with you, Claremont and Kurt. Thanks so much for making me feel so welcome in the cafe.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we're gonna leave out with Child of Promise. I like the sound of it. You're a child of promise.
Amen. Great.
Okay.
God bless you.
God
Thank
bless you.
You
too. Take care. Bye bye.
Have a great week.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye. I rejoice to know that he has set me free. I rejoice to know of his greatest gift, of his promises to me. Oh, I am a child of the promise, an offspring of Abraham, an heir with Christ, my Savior. He's the King of who I am. Yes, and I am a new creation, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I will live my life for Jesus Christ. My promise is in him. I let me shine.